topic. The name for this, in this case, is non-causal modeling and forecasting from Laszlo Pitlick, Daniel Baradi, Matthias Pitlick, and Marcel Pitlick.
Exactly. Hi, everyone. Can you hear me? If
Yes.
You can. Perfect. Okay. as you said already, our topic is a non-causal modeling and forecasting. As you can for sure know, that knowledge as well in science is what we understand well enough to explain to a computer. Art is everything else we do. So this is coming from Knut. And this is very important in our project, because everything what we have created here is also algorithmized, or can be algorithmized, which means is an information overlapping in the story as well. The summary of our presentation: we will talk about present status, goals, solution, and tasks, closed experiments, conclusions, and also the future. For sure, you know already that in nowadays business life, there is a lot of forecasting happening with simple moving averages, regressions, neural networks, and all of them is using one specific formula. This formula is known by everybody: epsilon equals to x1, 2, 3, 4, or the xn. And you can extract this formula from everything, basically, when you use the current statistics for forecasting, for example, sales forecasting, and so on and so on. But our goal of our research was actually exploring a new way of complex, fast, flexible, and knowledge representation, where the basic formula is not known, to benchmark with the well-known alternatives. So you will see that our model does not really requires any dependent from the epsilon. I will present you what we came up as a solution. Our solution is named on NCM or NCF. So it's a non-causal modeling is such a model when the knowledge, so the formula, cannot be extracted, as I already showcased to you. With other words, so the estimation for a new input constellation cannot be calculated without the data used for the modeling before. So the non-causal modeling is context-free and ORM, so object attribute matrix oriented as well. It is capable of handling with lacking rows or lines in the data set, for example, the Joker for that. So it also does not need any kind of time attribute, but for the forecasting, we are using time as an epsilon, which you can define by yourself. On the right side, you will see that what were our questions regarding to our research. Actually, if we actually can develop any kind of way of calculation or forecasting or modeling where the constellations cannot be extracted, right? The next question was, can this model be optimized on solver engines? For sure, you all know Excel solver. Will this non-causal modeling be capable of handling ceteris paribus phenomena? Is it possible to model the time even? This was one of our questions. Will it be possible to handle with restrictions of Excel solver, for example? And will this solver-based local solution be usable for remote access, actually? What I want you to know that this is a complete new way of forecasting, where we will calculate with correlation levels as well included in the database, and this is actually not known in the statistical world, so you get a more consistent way or the more consistent forecast, whatever your database is. So it's actually a context free data base and the modeling system. Our experiments, first, I think we did 5 or 6 experiments in total. The first experiment was optimizing the data sets. We came to conclusion that in some cases you can eliminate data, past data, where you can make your forecast for the future actually better than it is. This is what you can see on this screen as well, that on the right side of the presentation, here you see that the timeline is actually, so the time is constructed with this straight line or the diagonal line. And then you see the data, how the data is moving around this time center. And you see that the past data, actually the first 9 years of this data set, is actually not qualitative or not good to forecast in the future. So you can actually remove all of these data sets as well from your forecast when you are using our model. We could also, so this is our second experiment. When we used the solver on our forecasts, actually you can involve penalties as well into the data set. And with this, you are able to have a better forecast or a better number of sum up of your forecasts by only having a closer look on the correlations and the distances of the correlations. Then you can calculate how much is the penalty should be on your attribute regarding this data set. Our next experiment was the number three experiment is a ceteris paribus, where it was actually shown that you can model several kind of scenarios in your data set. And you can see, for example, in share prices in this way, that you can calculate with different kind of scenarios regarding your data set. The fourth experiment was the spontaneous pattern building, where we actually took the data from Google's trends and we took such venues which are taking place, for example, in summer or in winter as well. In this case, it was one of them was the Budapest Sziget Festival, and also there was the Budapest firework. So the machine did not know actually when was this happening, but as you can see with the green the green cells, it actually detected a kind of seasonality in the data set without us telling them or telling the machine anything. Of course, it needs to be optimized, but on the other hand, when you have a look on the diagram, you see that actually is not that far away from the past reality what happened. You see it with the red line on the left side, there was the past, the right side it was the forecasted methods. Our next experiment was the enforced pattern building. Actually, it was then not spontaneous anymore, but we took as a starting point with the Excel solver, the past data as a starting point, as I said. And like this, actually the machine was keeping this pattern. And as you can see on the colored picture here, everything was kept in a line and it did not break the pattern regarding to the data set, although the outcome was completely different. This is also regarding the share price. Our next experiment was a scalable modeling or a chain forecast or overlapping effects. This is actually what you can see here. You see on the B column that we did a forecast with one solver setup. Then we divided it in two databases on the C column, and in the D column, you have an overlapping kind of an overlapping procedure here, where on the right side in the diagram, so in the graph, you can see as well that it was actually not that bad regarding the results. As you see, the red circles are showing you the rational patterns, and the red ones are actually the not rational ones. So our conclusions regarding our researches, that actually is automatable, marketable, learnable, and teachable, of course. Then turning test oriented and fine-tunable. So automatable, because everything what we have discovered here can be program, so can be written in any kind of program language. It's also marketable, so it can, for example, help any kind of companies or decision makers to make the right decisions and in a better way than before. It's also learnable and teachable in a way that it's really, really easy to use. You do not need to have any kind of mathematical knowledge to use such a forecast, or it's also Turing test oriented because they are highly consistent. And it's also fine-tunable because you have many, many options to make this even better than what it is now, and to learn your data much more than you did before. Our future, how we see this, actually, it can be a Minesweeper-like OOM. It can also involve other or own solver engines, so we do not necessarily need to always rely on solver from the Excel. And our future, of course, delivering better forecast or decision-making products. It can be built into any kind of platform or any kind of companies as a supporter. Forecast or modeling method for example sales, or as well any kind of agricultural forecast. You can use this method too, because as I said, it's actually context-free. Thank you for your attention. And yeah, if you would like to have any more detailed details about it, please feel free to contact us at any time. And this was our presentation. If you have any questions, please let me know.
Thank you, Daniel, for your presentation. Does anyone have a question for the presenter? Does anyone have a question for the presenter? Okay, let's move on to the next presentation.